To hear such a general of the faith speak these words is striking. Dr. Rod Parsley described this particular inflection point in his ministry as, quote, one of the greatest days of his life. Then, to consider he was overwhelmed by how much faith was required to speak the words God had given him for his fledgling congregation. That's an event of which every believer should take notice. The miracle of God was manifested because Pastor Rod Parsley had a willing heart and acted in obedience 40 years ago. I'm Alisa Henry. This is a special anniversary edition of Your Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
The provision has already been made for your blessing. Calvary's cross not only provides salvation for your soul, it includes healing for your body. Dr. Rod Parsley wants to make sure you have every blessing. And today, you can receive his book, Calvary's Double Cure, as his free gift. The rich scriptural insight of 40 years of ministry can be yours by calling the number on your screen or by going to rodparsley.com. Ask for Calvary's Double Cure.
Celebrating an overflow of God's love for you and the powerfully prophetic season of Easter and the resurrection, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Pastor, thank you for inviting me to celebrate Easter resurrection season with you and to commemorate 40 years of miracles.
Well, Alisa, you're one of my kids, you know. You grew up at Harvest Preparatory School and then on to Valor Christian College and then on to the university where you received your degree. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad that you could share this tremendous, tremendous time of year with all of our partners, all of our friends around the world to celebrate this great, great, great resurrection season.
A moment ago, I quoted you talking about an Easter Sunday service. Now, 40 years ago, I won't tell you how old I am, but you already know. For you, it was one of the greatest moments of your life at the tender age of 20.
Can you imagine that anything good could come from a 20-year-old pastor? Well, we were in our very first building right in the middle of a cornfield, surrounded by miles of cornfields. And we built 180 seats. And we stayed in there about 2 years. And then God blessed us and we doubled it to 400 seats. We stayed in there a couple of years. And then 40 years ago, when I was 28, we just moved into a brand new 1,200-seat building. We used every square foot of that space for the glory of God. We started a preparatory school. We did all kinds of missions work. We started the Breakthrough Ministry. But we didn't have any office space for all the new employees. And my faith was at a crisis point. Alisa, do you know that the greatest satanic opposition always comes at the point of your greatest breakthrough? I was sitting in my bachelor apartment, one bedroom. Joni and I weren't even married. My Bible was open to Malachi chapter 3. I'd underlined this verse. Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, there shall not be room enough to receive it. Well, I stopped reading. I got on my knees and I got honest with the Lord. And I said these words, this isn't working for me.
Pastor, I'm going to interrupt you right there. So we can go back to that humble apartment and hear about God's response 40 years ago.
Well, God responded. Isn't that amazing? Call unto me, he said, and I will answer you and show you great mighty things that you don't know. Right there in that quietness, right now where you are. Is it quiet enough for you to hear him? Is it dark enough for the light of his word to begin to manifest in your heart? I sense it. I believe that it is. I believe that we're connected right now in a divine moment that is destiny altering. You and me and the Lord right here on your breakthrough. God began to speak with undeniable clarity.
Here's what he said. Every Easter, you celebrate God talking to me. When I, God, sowed in an act of love, I sowed, God said, my very best seed, my son, on the rugged, cruel, angry, mean, and biting beam called Calvary, I gave my very best. God whispered in my spirit, this one time every year, I want you to challenge the people of God to commemorate, to celebrate that day when I, God, gave my best, the living Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, on the suffering cross of Calvary. I gave my best. Challenge them to give their best, and I'll show them what resurrection miracles really are. Well, I didn't think twice about it. I mean, I was desperate. Sometimes desperation is the greatest catalyst to obedience. The miracle is going to be that God is going to answer our prayer, and we're not going to have to borrow a dime. God's going to give us that $100,000 miracle. Well, at that time, you could imagine, it might as well have been $10 million that we were believing for. But we came together.
Well, at that time, I can tell you right now that $100,000 might as well have been $1 million to us. We all came together, though, everyone doing their part, one for all for one. In the book of Acts, great, great unity was expressed, and that's how it got for our little congregation. Everybody went to work. They had garage sales. They had car washes. Some took extra jobs. That's what my wife, Miss Joni, my wife now, she wasn't my wife then. She was a full-time student at Ohio State University, and she was already working one part-time job, and she got two more part-time jobs just to get her seed. You know, when you really get this revelation, you do whatever it takes. Folks didn't just do what they could. No, no, no. They went beyond, and they believed God, not just for the harvest, but they trusted God for that seed.
That is so good, Pastor. So what was the original revelation and the seed that many were believing for?
Well, you know, a lot of folks, what God said to me was, you know, you tithe, you give offerings, and then you live on 90%, right? But the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and he said, I want you to challenge the people to give one entire week's increase, because the Holy Spirit of God said, you tithe all year long and live on 90. And God said, wouldn't you like to see what I could do with one full week's increase as a seed? At this moment, during this resurrection season, our 40th year walking in this divine revelation, one seed that is sown in faith, that can change everything.
I want you to hear about a God of increase, a God of abundance, a God of more than enough, too much, overflow and double for our trouble. And I began to read. I'm sorry to report to you that we did not receive the $100,000. It wasn't 110 or 120 or 130 or 140. It was $147,000 cash, the resurrection seed of the people. And as a result of that seed, blind eyes started coming open. Deaf ears started coming open. God put marriages back together. Explosive prosperity was released into the lives of the people. And I'm here to announce to you today, you can have that same word.
I believe your resurrection seed offering Easter Sunday, April 20th, is your position of opportunity to experience the supernatural power of a resurrection seed. It all began 40 years ago when God spoke these words to Pastor Parsley's heart. On Easter, you commemorate when I gave my best on Calvary. I want the people to commemorate my best by giving their best to me this one time each year. Some sow 1 week's increase, others 1 day, but everyone in unity sows their very best. Everyone here has a great expectation of the supernatural harvest God has waiting for you. You may be believing for a loved one's salvation, a renewed marriage, family restoration, or healing in your body. Call now, sow your seed, and target it towards your greatest need. Don't forget to include your prayer request. On Easter Sunday, we're going to pray and believe God for you to possess your promised harvest, just as He has provided for 40 years. You can also scan the QR code on your screen or rush your letter in the mail. Celebrate that God gave His best by giving your best today.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave His best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer. Physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow 1 week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow 1 day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100 and will also receive the just published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait another day. Sow your resurrection seed before this Sunday.
There are a whole lot of folk watching me by television today, multiplied millions. You weren't born in a house. But the book said, what's Psalm 50 say? Go ahead and add that to it, Psalm 50.
You gather my saints together unto me.
Gather my saints together unto me. Those
that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
In other words, that's what circumcision is in the previous verse. It's the rite, it is the act of covenant. God said, if you will come into covenant based on sacrifice, then you will have the same inheritance. That means you can get the same word from the Father that was delivered to those born in the house, although you were not born in the house. Somebody ought to be shouting right now.
Well, today we're enjoying celebrating 40 years of resurrection seed miracles. And I'm so very, very blessed to have Miss Alisa Henry right here in the Breakthrough Studio with me today.
Pastor, I am so blessed to be a part of this wonderful church my whole life, since I was a baby in this church, to experience God move in such a powerful way, week after week after week. I have had so many incredible experiences. I look back over my life being a member here at this church, and I am just amazed by all that God has done and that He continues to do in my life and everyone else's life. It's been incredible. But if you don't live in Columbus, Ohio, you're not left out of the blessing. you are included by reason of your sacrifice. Pastor, you've taken this revelation of a resurrection seed and its supernatural power all across America, preaching at times 150 nights a year. So I want to take a look back again at 40 years of miracles. First, to Raleigh, North Carolina, and then Atlanta, Georgia. Watch this and be blessed.
I dare you to shout, it's my time. It's my time for my thing, from my God. Now shout like you believe it's on the way. Then if any two of us agree touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be. Praise him like you believe it's on the way. Now, I went to school to pick up my son. Mr. Parsley, your child will never go to school. He'll never read a book. He'll never. I went to school to pick up my 11-year-old boy. And before I left, come here, Hector, my son walked up to me and he said, Daddy, can you talk? And I said, no. He knows what that means. Daddy can't talk. So he said, my son, Hector, my son, looked at me and said, come here, Daddy. Now, see, that don't mean nothing to you. But when your boy can't call you Daddy, and when your boy can't look in your eyes, and when your boy... My son put his hand on my throat and said, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind up that spirit. I loose the anointing of God upon my daddy. And then you know what he did? You know what he did? He said, he put his hand on his hip like this, and he went, okay, say something. My boy's not in an institution. My boy stands up and prophesies the word of the living God. Are you in this building tonight? Slap somebody a high five and shout, one for all and all for one.
You know, for 40 years now, wonderful, wonderful friends of this global, international ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, just like you, have experienced God's miraculous provision, healings in their bodies, in their minds, deliverance from anything and everything oppressive, and complete restoration in their marriages, in their businesses, for one reason, simply because they, in celebration to God giving his best, gave their very best. And I'm believing that this Easter Resurrection Sunday, April 20th, will be your strategic position of opportunity to see the supernatural harvest of God manifested from your resurrection seed. This is the most anointed time of year, the most anointed soil here at Breakthrough World Harvest Church and all of our 14 major ministries here. So many folks follow the original revelation that God spoke to me. They sow the equivalent of 1 week's increase. Others are led of the Holy Spirit to sow 1 day's increase. But this is the big reality. Everyone wants to give their best to honor, to celebrate that the living God gave his best, his only begotten son, on that angry, mean, biting beam called Calvary to give you and me eternal life. Now, when you write, never, ever forget, enclose your very best resurrection seed, but also include your most urgent prayer request. That one need that you're really in the presence of God, using your faith and believing to be manifested suddenly. When you do, I'm going to place that request on our resurrection seed altar when hundreds of thousands around the world are going to join me in intercessory prayer, believing God for your miracle. So call. You can call day or night, or just use that QR code. It's right there on your screen. I'm inviting you to experience the miracle working power of a resurrection seed on Easter Sunday, April 20th.
This is my pastor. I have witnessed him walk in integrity for decades. What an example to me, to my family, to all the people who follow his ministry. I know the anointing that rests on him, and like him, I'm subject to bursts of enthusiasm about the goodness of God and his faithfulness. I know this shepherd loves his sheep. About 3 years into my marriage, my husband Joe and I were believing God to start a family. Yeah. Pastor prayed for us, and praise God, our miracle harvest, our son, was on the way. We had sowed a significant seed, but we had no idea the seed eater would attempt to take our promised harvest from us. I'll never forget the service, Pastor. You stopped what you were doing, came off the platform to where I was seated, and spoke a word of faith and released a powerful anointing into our lives. Just 5 days later, it makes me want to tear up just talking about this, my water broke. In the hospital, I was so scared. It was way too early, 10 weeks early. I didn't know what to do, but I knew the presence of God, and I knew that God was going to take care of us. Because of the teaching and the modeling I had seen, Pastor, in your life over the past 30 years.
Yes.
When Alexander, my son, was born, he was so little, only 3.5 pounds.
My goodness.
We walked in faith, believed in the power of a resurrection seed, and today our son is healthy, he loves God, he loves his pastor, and he has such a bright future. And I share that because I want you to get your seed in this miracle soil and see what God will do. We'll be back with more in just a moment while you go to your phone.
A divine directive and decree from the Lord 40 years ago has produced an overflow of supernatural miracles. We honor that the Lord Jesus Christ gave it all on Calvary's cruel, mean, biting beam. God gave his best, and this one time each year, we give our very best. The supernatural power of a seed has produced powerful answers to prayer, physical healing, marriages and families restored, miraculous financial provision, and more. Call now, scan the QR code, or write with your resurrection seed. Many friends like you sow 1 week's increase. That's the original revelation from God. Others sow 1 day's increase. Everyone sows their best seed to honor God. As you sow, request your new thank you gifts from Dr. Parsley. For a seed of $50 or more, receive the ministry resource Overflow, God's Abundance for Your Finances, Health, and Family. The book and companion video series are your guides to tap into divine abundance in every area of your life. Many today are giving a resurrection Passover gift of $100. And will also receive the just-published Overflow Journal. Inside are pages of Scripture and Dr. Parsley's teaching on how God's love overflows into your life. You'll be encouraged each day with a new promise. Plus, there's room to write down your prayers and reflections. For those uniquely blessed to sow an uncommon resurrection seed of $1,000 or more, Dr. Parsley has commissioned an inspired replica of his pulpit commemorating 40 years of resurrection truth. It's a reminder of the truth that you are an heir to overflowing abundance. During the 40th anniversary of the resurrection seed, leave the land of lack and sorrow and step into overflow and abundance. Do not wait another day. Sow your resurrection seed before this Sunday.
We're back, and this special anniversary broadcast of Breakthrough is rapidly coming to a close, but not without a final impartation of faith from my pastor and the host of Your Breakthrough, Dr. Rod Parsley.
Well, thank you, Elisa. What a joy to have you today.
Thank you.
You know, on the set earlier, we were just talking about all the miracles you and your husband, Joe, and I call him the great Alexander, your beautiful son. It's so precious, you know, through the years. And that's the way it's been with this revelation. The Lord Jesus saves. And in his word, he tells us that the kingdom of God is as if a man sowed a seed. And I believe it's really, really helpful to understand that it's God's great design and his desire that you and I live by sowing seeds, seeds of faith, seeds of joy, seeds of blessing. He set the example, didn't he? When he sowed his very best, we lose sight of that. God gave, John 3:16, his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, Almighty God wanted a family, so he sowed a son. You know, everything God does, he does with the power that's already resident inside a seed, because only a seed has power within itself to reproduce. This is Passover season, Easter, resurrection season. It's only one of three times every year when you and I are commanded to appear before the Lord and to come with a significant offering in our hands. Passover, Pentecost, at the fall of the year with tabernacles. I don't want you to miss this divine opportunity. Your phone's always right next to you, isn't it? Go ahead and pick it up right now. Call that number on your screen or simply log on rodparsley.com. Sow your very best resurrection seed and let you and I believe together for your greatest need to be met. As we celebrate that God gave his best, the Lord Jesus Christ, just for you, for 40 years now, the power resident in a resurrection seed is still transforming lives as we celebrate this, our 40th anniversary of this great revelation. Elisa, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you to all of the Breakthrough partners and friends all around the world. Now, before we go, I want to personally invite you to join my family, the Parsley family, and the wonderful congregation of World Harvest Church for our amazing, incredible Easter Resurrection Weekend celebrations on Good Friday at 7 p.m. and Easter Sunday at 10 a.m. We'd love for you to be here for this anointed service. God bless you, Pastor. We'll see you next time on your international broadcast of Breakthrough.
Thank you.
Thank you.